This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, May 22nd, brought to you by Aimpoint Research. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Members of the House Ag Committee will begin the work on farm policy tomorrow. Chandler Gould with the National Association of Wheat Growers says they like provisions proposed by House Ag Chair Thompson.
It has brought many of the priorities that the National Association of Wheat Growers have been working on for the past 18 to 24 months. We feel that it definitely strengthens the Title I proposals. It continues to strengthen and expand crop insurance. And then, of course, maintaining our voluntary conservation programs while also finally doubling the MAP and FMD programs.
Chuck Cotter with the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives says the job would be done if legislators had the money.
If we had the money for Title I, which I think would plussing up reference prices on Title I would get overwhelming support among Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate. If we had the money to do that, this farm bill would be done. I mean, we'd be ready to go. It's more than important. It's fundamental.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says there's no room for creative math in funding a farm bill.
This is a situation where in order to fund and finance all of what the House majority proposal contains, they have to do some pretty creative math. They just don't have the resources, if they follow the rules, to be able to do everything that they're doing.
Vilsack says the CBO score discloses significant budget discrepancies.
In fact, in order to do everything that the House bill is attempting to do, it would require somewhere in the neighborhood, perhaps 30, 40, as much as $50 billion being assessed to that particular action. So there's quite a delta between an $8 billion CBO impartially designed and designated score and the utilization of some budget gimmick to essentially create sort of a counterfeit money, if you will.
Chuck Cotter says he wasn't surprised to see the budget score.
It never does surprise me on these things. CBO has these 10-year markers that they use to sort of trigger costs and, you know, when things, and they're based on assumptions. Sometimes you get, sometimes you don't. And so, I'm never surprised at a CBO estimate, positive or negative, because you just never know until they come out.
Chandler Gould says writing a new farm bill next year won't be any easier, especially from a budget standpoint.
So if you look at even what the USDA is putting out and projecting, you know, lower farm income for next year and prices and everything, we're definitely going to have less money to allocate to the farm bill. And so punting this so that maybe your party is in the majority, not really the best idea when I think you're going to have a smaller bucket to write a farm bill.
Vilsack says curbing the secretary's use of CCC authority sets a dangerous precedent.
We all know that drought, tornadoes, storms, hurricanes occur, and it's necessary for USDA to have the capacity and the ability and the flexibility to respond on a moment's notice to the impact of such natural disasters.
The secretary says proposed cuts to nutrition programs crosses a red line of cooperation.
It's been clear that there has been a coalition historically that is central to the passage of a farm bill, which understands the importance of addressing nutrition programs and the farm programs, essentially proposing to reduce over time the benefits that might be available to families that are utilizing SNAP. As I understand, the score might be as much as $27 billion.
Markup of the Farm Food and National Security Act of 2024 set for tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern in 1300 Longworth. The session will be live streamed from the House Agriculture Committee. You can keep up with debate at agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Aimpoint Research. With economic pressures and regulatory shifts reshaping local, national, and global marketplaces, the foresight to navigate these changes is essential. Aimpoint Research offers in-depth economic and policy analysis tailored to your business sector to equip you with insights to navigate both short and long-term market disruption. From scenario planning to market assessments, Aimpoint delivers the strategic blueprint you need. Ensure your competitive edge in an ever-evolving world. Visit aimpointresearch.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.